Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Davis reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Appling moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Appling scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shubel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Jones drops the ball. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Shubel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Hayes moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-1 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards third. Shubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Self moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kress is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shubel fields it and throws to home to get Hayes. Self moves to third. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Self scores. Kress scores. Appling moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rogel scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Hayworth reaches third base with a triple. Schubel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Schubel applying the tag. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Groob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rogel strikes out. One out. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hayworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4. White Sox. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Hayes scores. Self moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Self catches it and throws to first to double up Real. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Seeds bunts towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Wyatt covering. Safe. Kress moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Kress scores. Seeds moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Stone reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk now playing center field. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Stone moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. 1 out. It's 7-5, White Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rogel strikes out. 2 outs. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Sewell now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Blue moves to second. 1 out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Self moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk bunts towards third. Schubel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Self moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Kress reaches second base with a double. Self scores. Funk goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Rip Sewell. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.